This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I know. I still call it a program. Everybody else calls it a show. What can I tell you? I'm going to put on my tap dance shoes and just go with it. 855-993-7569. I rattled it off because Rachel is waiting, and so I'm going to go directly to her, and I'll give the number out a little bit more carefully so you can call unless you were smart enough to have memorized it, at which point go ahead and call now. Rachel, welcome to the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So it's a childhood question, I guess. Looking for some ideas if it's normalcy or not with kids. I have a 5-year-old son, and he has this boy he plays with down the street, and they're best buddies kind of thing. And just about a month ago, we caught them the first time, like, outside with their pants down, looking at each other and things like that.
Yeah.
And we've approached it first with a way of saying, hey, you know, these are boundaries you need to set with yourself for, you know, safety reasons and other things. You can't be touching anyone else. They can't be touching you. You don't need to be looking at each other kind of thing. And then we let them go to the park together on their own a few weeks later, and we caught them over there doing it again. So then it was a matter of, you know, they're in trouble this time because we told them that's not okay. And so they got kind of more of a severe talking to about it. And we thought that they had gotten it through their heads. And so my husband was watching them last night, and they were underneath the bunk bed together whispering things about kissing each other or whatever, seeing what it feels like to be kissed kind of thing. So the other mother, the other kid, we had talked before this last incident happened about not letting them play with each other anymore if it had happened again, if they couldn't understand. So I just don't understand where this is coming from at this age.
Well, I mean, this is the age where it happens. This is pretty normal. There's a curiosity. Do either of the kids have older sibs?
Yeah, not her son has a younger daughter. She's about a year or so younger than him, and I have a 14-year-old daughter who's not even interested in boys or anything like that.
We live in a society where sex is used to sell everything from toothpaste. I mean, we were just talking about the MP13 rating or the parental guidance 13 rating. So the idea about that was for Red Dawn which was, I'm not sure exactly why I got that rating. But the idea being that they're cute little cards, right? If you go to a Hallmark store, you'll see the little boy and little girl who are about this age, sort of shyly hugging each other, kissing each other. Everybody thinks it's really cute until it's their kid. But this is the age where that curiosity really sort of begins to emerge. And then for everybody except Woody Allen, there's a latency period that goes from about, you know, maybe 6 or 7, somewhere around, you know, just after this stage to about adolescence, and then it emerges again in full-blown sexuality. But now it's just curiosity, and it's moved from the oral stage to a genital stage. So it's a perfectly normal part of psychosexual development in kids.
I'm wondering, I'm like, why another little boy, though? Why is it because it's his buddy and they trust each other, or...
It's really hard to know. I think assuming that kids are either straight or gay at 5 is kind of a huge leap. And I know we live in a society that, yeah, I know, that's kind of hypersensitized to that. But look, one of two things is true. Either one or both of these kids will turn out in the next decade or 2 decades to be gay, at which point, as a parent, it should be incredibly comforting to realize that if they turn out, if they sort of... It's not even opt if they, in fact, are gay, and that is manifest in the next 10 to 15 or 20 years, that it was inherent almost. I mean, these are very young children. And if not, then we understand that this is just a normal part of experimentation and curiosity of, I'll show you yours and you'll show me mine. I mean, it's so, and let me just go back to your sort of discussion with them. The word boundary means nothing to a five-year-old. I'm not sure it means a whole lot to an adult, but it means nothing to a child. So here's the deal.
I have no idea what to say. I'm like, what?
I got it. And I'm not so much chastising you as saying, look, if we're going to have effective communication with our kids, then we need to say, okay, here's the deal. It's perfectly normal to be curious, but now you know. So nobody's allowed to touch us on our bathing suit line, and we don't touch anybody else on their bathing suit lines either. And if you have some questions, and I would certainly get a copy of Peter Mayles, believe it or not, that's his name, although it's spelled M-A-Y-L-E, called Where Do Babies Come From? And just sit the two boys down and say, okay, here's what, they have kind of Pillsbury dough people with pubic hair. So it's a very comforting book. But would I separate these two kids? I mean, it's sort of punishing them for their curiosity, and I'm not sure that's what I would do. I don't think what they're doing is dangerous. It's just that it's not, you know, that makes people uncomfortable, and I think that that's what you need to say. Yeah, is that we don't do this because, first of all, if a grown-up sees it, it's going to make them uncomfortable, and then they're going to be mad at you, and you don't want them to be mad at you. But understand that kids go to the bathroom all the time and check each other out, especially boys. And your husband is probably going to be more attuned to that than you are, just because boys in locker rooms are always wandering around naked, whereas girls always have a towel around them. Your husband may be more sensitized, or maybe less, because I think you're making, it sounds to me that the underlying kind of fear here is, if we don't stop this, these kids will turn out gay. If your kids are gay at five, they're going to be...
Because I asked him, I just asked him, you know, I don't really think that's what the case is. But
I don't. Well, I think it's impossible to know. The kids are five. Who knows? Yeah. They don't know. You're not going to know. No one's going to know.
Other parents, like, what if he's at another?
Okay, exactly. And I think that's what I would do. Let me just tell you a quick story that I think is kind of parallel. At one point, my daughter, when she was just a little bit older than this, we were walking on the beach, and she said, "Wow, Mom, look at that wave. It's really..." And I'm going to use the word, I guess, and hopefully nobody will send an email. I said, "Look, I don't mind that word at all, but if you use that word at school, then one of your friends is going to repeat it, and their parents are going to say, where did you learn it? And they're going to say, I learned it from her, and you're going to get in trouble." She looked up at me with big blue eyes and said, "Oh, Mom, don't worry, at school I talk kid talk." So what I would say to your son, because kids know, slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves, because it's survival. Your kid knows that this is something that's not completely okay, so he's circumspect about it, but it is kind of fun. And understand, if those kids are touching each other, that there's some sexual stimulation there, which is not, there's nothing perverted or there's nothing wrong about it. They're just kids, and they're just curious. So what I would say is, all right, if you're allowed to touch your own penis in your room, if you want to, you can't touch anybody else's, and if other people see you doing this, they're not going to let you play with their kid. So let's just understand that this is private behavior. Get the book so he can look at it when he's curious. That we don't, you're allowed to touch your penis, but nobody else's, and you're not allowed to touch anybody else's penis either.
Yeah.
And then you can say, listen, you need to tell me whether this is something that the two of you can decide not to do, that you're going to not touch each other's penises, you're not going to take your clothes off, or not. Because if you're not, then I don't want you to get in trouble with anybody, so I'm going to let you guys not play together for a while. But I would give him the choice and explain to him that he's allowed to touch his own penis, and his friend's allowed to touch his own penis, but not each other's.
Okay, yeah. Because I just don't want him to be in someone else's house and they have a little girl.
I got it. And I think that is the issue. And I would explain that to him in the same way that I said to my kid, not that this is wrong language, and I don't mind, but she was already clear that, oh, no, I know what the boundaries are, even though she didn't use the word boundaries. Let me put you on hold if there's something else you need to ask me about. All right, hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Rachel, who's got a 5-year-old who's just discovered that both he and his friend have some pretty interesting stuff in their genes. And I said, you know, this is pretty normal behavior, and I think what you need to do is just explain that nobody's allowed to touch us on our bathing suit lines, and we don't touch anybody else. Although, if we wanted to touch ourselves, that's okay, but we have to do that privately. We have to go in our bedroom and do it by ourselves. We don't do it with other people because it can make other people really uncomfortable. So we just don't do that. I was just trying to think over the break about whether or not you wanted to get him an anatomically correct doll. And I think that's really, depends how you feel about it. I don't think it'll change anything one way or the other, but it just may make him feel a little bit more comforted or not. But I would get the Peter Mayle book of Where Do Babies Come From, just because,
yeah.
I mean, part of it is just curious. Pardon me?
He's been asking me that question frequently.
You know, the joke is, if it's any comfort to you, I mean, look, this is perfectly normal behavior for kids to be curious at about this age. Part of it is because they start school and they're around other kids. The joke is that the kid says, you know, where do I come from? And mom and dad go into this huge detail about sperm and eggs and whatever. And the kid said, no, Jimmy comes from Detroit. Where do I come from? So, but I'm one of those people who thinks when in doubt, too much information is better than not enough, because if you give them too much information when they don't really need it, when they do need it, they'll have it. As opposed to, I can remember doing a TV show in Boston with a whole bunch of 12-year-olds and their parents. And, you know, the idea was sex education, and each one of them, without exception, and I knew all the parents, I knew all the kids, said, oh, my kids aren't sexual, and I happened to know that every one of them was. So the idea of sort of, well, I'll wait till my kid asks, is a really poor approach to a lot of things, but certainly sex education. And you could say, well, 5 is pretty young. But at 5, clearly he's already curious, so you might as well give him accurate information that he can take forward when he needs it. Do I think that he's sexual? Well, I mean, obviously he's sexual. He's sexual in a 5-year-old way as opposed to a 15-year-old way. But you just assume that by the time he's 15, he has accurate information, as opposed to getting it from the internet or one of his friends or whatever. So, yeah, I wouldn't be unduly concerned about it. I would make it clear that we don't touch other people, they don't touch us, and it makes other people uncomfortable, and we don't do things that make other people uncomfortable.
Okay, well, thank you so much for making me feel more comfortable.
Good. All righty. And do check out the book, because it's one of those things. Let me just add one other thing. I think it's a great idea for parents to read the book with the kids together, because otherwise we have a tendency in the society to have women talk with their daughters and men talk with their sons about sex, which is okay as far as it goes, but you don't want to make sex kind of a dirty joke that, well, gee, we don't tell girls about this, or we don't tell boys about this. So the parents talking together with the kid and answering questions, and don't be surprised if they don't have questions. And the fact is that this is, your son is bright, and he's curious, and none of that is bad. And he's bright and curious about other things, but at 5 or 6, it's not unusual for kids to be bright and curious about sex.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. You know, I've said before that if you've got 100 adults in a room and ask them what they felt most uncomfortable about, they'd all say sex. But it's not. It's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a relatively limited number of people, relatively quietly, and relatively infrequently, as opposed to parenting, which our kids go out in public every day and embarrass us. And when these two overlap, you can imagine the emotional valence about it. So it's not unusual to feel uncomfortable about it. It's not unusual for our kids to feel. It's also, kids are manipulative. They know how to ring our chimes, and so sometimes that's exactly how they do it. All right, I just saw on the internet that Obama has normalized relationships with Cuba. So I thought we'd put up on the on Facebook, what country would you like to go visit that you have never visited, okay, and why? And for me, Cuba is one of them. I mean, I would really love to go to Cuba, and you know, there, in theory, you could go if you kind of did, either you went out of Canada or you went from Mexico. But I know people have done that, and there were repercussions in some cases that this is really a country you weren't supposed to go to. And so sort of, I'm willing to break rules under certain circumstances, but you know, just didn't seem a very smart thing to do. But now that it's they've normalized relations, I would really love to go there. A lot of people have said that it's really terrific. So something to look forward to. All right, I thought what we would do is let's see if I can find the original article that prompted me to ask the question, which I think we had up yesterday, which was, what your favorite, let's see if I can find it. See, I need to sort of be able to pull these out, and I just haven't figured out exactly what to do it yet, of America's favorite fast food chain, all right? So, Manny, you already saw the article, so you're not allowed to guess. Would you have guessed what they chose?
Yes.
You would have?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. But, all right, folks, go ahead and guess. I'll give you 3 seconds to guess. All right, I hear you whispering. It turns out that Chick-fil-A is the highest-ranked fast food chain restaurant in the U.S. for customer satisfaction. As you may recall, a couple of years ago, there was a huge protest after the CEO made remarks that offended the LGBT community, but they still go to the restaurant. It's a laser focus on a particular project. It focuses on one thing and does it exceptionally well, and that is chicken sandwiches. I guess there's one around here. I don't know that I've ever gone to one. This is their debut on the list, and it scores the highest ever achieved in the category. Dum, dum, dum. Chipotle is second. Now, Chipotle, I might have guessed, just because that model of really fresh food and you can kind of have different kinds of things has been used. I think there's a pizza brand that's going to try and do the same thing where you can have individual fixings, and they figured out a way of making pizza in 4 minutes or something. So there you go. All right, so number one, Chick-fil-A. Number two, Chipotle. McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's have all dropped. Oh, no.
Hmm.
All right. Mickey D's came in last place of all fast food restaurants. Wow.
Hmm.
There are all the companies at the bottom of the list have been around for a long time. They just aren't as fresh anymore in the mind of the consumer, just not as exciting. Okay, Mickey D's, let's kind of up the ante. The thing I like about Mickey D's, which I know you didn't expect to ever hear that sentence coming out of my mouth, is that the decaf coffee, the decaf iced coffee for a buck is fantastic in the summer. Little Caesars, Domino, Papa John's, Pizza Hut all suffered a 5% drop. I'll tell you about more when we return, and you get to respond to what your favorite fast food chain is on Facebook, or you can call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about, from lack of a better term, I think I'm not supposed to refer to it as junk food. I think I'm supposed to refer to it as fast food. Because some of it really is pretty good. I mean, and more people, did you know that Americans are eating like 2+ meals a day outside the home? Which means we're getting very close to eating all of our meals outside of home. I know people who do. I know people who, well, now you're single. Do you ever cook?
Yeah, I do. But I just...
How often?
I usually try and cook something every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you cook breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
It's usually dinner. Breakfast, I'll usually have like a, I don't know, like a bowl of cereal or like a granola.
Right. So, but you're eating that at home, right? You're not grabbing a cup of coffee and a donut or something.
Right. I mean, on occasion I will, but not every day, no.
Okay. Lunch you tend to eat out because you're with me.
Yep. And it's usually after the show when I go out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then dinner, do you cook for yourself?
Yeah.
What do you cook? What's your specialité?
I'm a big salmon person. I love making salmon.
There you go.
Usually if I have a frozen filet of salmon, I'll season it up and throw it in the oven and put a little olive oil on it and maybe have some salad or something with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really excited. We have a new sponsor, which this wasn't what I intended when I walked into this, called Plated.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this really cool idea, for me at least. I'm starting it next week. They've sent some stuff for me to try, where you tell them what kind of food you like, and then they will send you dinner for two that you cook. So it's fresh. You know, the thing about prepared food is it's fine, but sometimes you don't get to it, and sometimes, you know, it's just this. They send you all the ingredients, including the spices and the recipes and everything, and then you cook it. And you don't have to do the grocery shopping for it. And if you're one person, you should try it as well. It turns out to be much cheaper than, obviously, a restaurant meal. But it's restaurant-quality food and restaurant-quality recipes. And you get to cook it yourself. So I'm really looking forward to it. See how it works. And they have real, like, cool things that you would never... I mean, because if you have to go and buy, like, 14 special spices for something, you're not going to do it, right?
Right.
So either it's not going to taste as good or... I mean, because I have spices that I've had for, like, 40,000 years. You know, they're just about to be canonized or, you know, sort of fossilized or something. But so I'm really looking forward to that because... I tend to eat, like, when I'm by myself, like, I love a baked potato with just some chili on it or something like that. And when I was doing the food challenge, food stamp challenge, it really got me back in touch with the way I kind of like to eat, but just don't do it very often, which is a lot of salads and a lot of, I'm just not much of a meat eater, so we'll see. Anyway, we were talking about fast food as opposed to junk food, and Chick-fil-A was number one. Chipotle was number two, which doesn't surprise me. The Chick-fil-A, I would not have guessed. Have you ever tried a Chick-fil-A?
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you, this is why I wasn't surprised that it was number one. We here in Minnesota, we just got a Chick-fil-A just opened. Gosh, I want to say maybe a year and a half ago, or maybe even 2 years ago. And when it opened. I mean, the line wow. to go in was just like...
Wow. Now, do you have a Shake Shack there?
No.
Because that's what happens around here with Shake Shack.
Okay.
Which actually is not on the list, apparently, here at least. So here we go. As I said, consumers are dissatisfied with pizza chains. All suffered, as I said, a 5% drop. Believe it or not... This kind of surprised me, except maybe not. The Dunkin' Donuts came out ahead of Starbucks. Now, this isn't based on price alone, but my guess is that that's part of it. That you can get a cup of coffee at Dunkin' for a lot cheaper than at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts went up 4%. Starbucks dropped
3%.
So they said Dunkin' is expanding into new markets. They freshened up their brand a little bit and improved their perception of quality.
They're coming to the Twin Cities here relatively soon.
You didn't have Dunkin' Donuts before that?
No, we just had the first one in Minnesota opened in Rochester last summer.
Man, you guys are Tooleysville, huh?
Yeah, well, we had Krispy Kreme all over the place here for a while, and then they went away.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme's gone around here.
Yep.
Because I had Krispy Kreme in the South, but well before they came to New York. But then there would be a line around the block. Part of it is, and I think that's part of what this survey is talking about, is it's being the new kid on the block is a huge advantage. People want to try something new.
Yeah.
They said customer satisfaction in the fast food industry went backward last year. They're down 4%. Courtesy of staff, speed of checkout or delivery, food quality, and order accuracy all worsened. Satisfaction with the rest of the industry has waned. Americans still eat out an average of 4 times a week. American customer satisfaction index included responses for more than 5,000 individuals and ranked the food establishments from a scale of 1 to 100. All right, Chick-fil-A got 86. Chipotle got 83. All others got 81. Panera Bread got 80. That's a new one on the list, I would guess. Papa John's, 78. Pizza Hut, 78. Dunkin' Donuts, 78. Subway, 77. Domino's, 75. Little Caesars, 74. Starbucks, 74. Arby's, 74. Wendy's, 73. KFC, 73. Burger King 72, Taco Bell 72. One of our listeners loves Taco Bell. He's always calling me from Taco Bell to tell me what's going on.
I remember that, yeah.
Jack in the Box 72, McDonald's 67.
Wow.
Whoa, Mickey D's got to do something.
I'm a little surprised McDonald's is at the bottom. I wouldn't have guessed. The very bottom.
Yeah, Mickey D's. You know what I like that they don't have anymore is they used to have an Asian chicken salad,
mm-hmm.
which was great, but they took it off the menu.
Hmm.
And I have a friend who liked to have their yogurt granola breakfast thing. I don't think they've got that on the menu either anymore.
Hmm.
So there. Alrighty, so let's look and see what people said their favorite fast. I think we said fast food. I think I censored myself and did not say junk food, even though that's sort of how I respond to it. So is yours Chick-fil-A?
Mine personally is not Chick-fil-A. I was always kind of partial to Wendy's.
You know, you just read my. I like the Wendy's baked potato and chili.
Yeah, me too.
And they also have a really good salad that has strawberries in it. I like Wendy's salad. I don't eat burgers, so it's hard to tell. But
I'll usually get like a chicken sandwich or something from them.
Yeah,
yeah. I've kind of shied away from burgers per se lately.
The last
year or so, just because I'm kind of at that age where you have to start being a little more concerned about the colon, and you have to start thinking about cutting back on the red meat a little bit,
Yeah. Well, I've never, as I said, I mean, I was my brother, as I said, was in town last week, and we were talking about, I don't know how the subject came up. Oh, I know, we were having breakfast together, and we were talking about my mother, whom we both adore, what a horrible cook she was, and how we grew up with really terrible food. First of all, she didn't like cooking. Second of all, we didn't have any money. So the first time I went to a restaurant and somebody actually ordered Salisbury steak, I thought they were kidding. I thought they were being satiric, ironic or something. Yeah. Because she would buy the cheapest meat she could, and then she would dump ketchup, mustard, cornflakes, and an egg in it as to stretch it.
Hmm.
And then she would chop up onions, and she wouldn't peel the onions so that the onion skin would be there, and it would be like maybe an eighth of an inch thick and under the broiler. So and it was burned to a complete char, and those little onion skins would be like little fingers reaching up all charred. And we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So of course, it tasted terrible. And it was terrible meat to begin with. But she had to feed a large family on that, not very much. Now, my mother, in fairness to her, made wonderful. She made great cheesecake from scratch. She made great cream puffs from scratch. And she made great salads. My mother, even in the dark ages when she was doing this horrible cooking, would buy pomegranates. We had pomegranates in our salad long before most Americans even knew what pomegranates were. So she did have her moments. But by and large, my favorite comment from my entire childhood was lousy kids eating again, which sort of symbolized my mother's approach to, I think, both motherhood and cooking. So 855-993-7569. Her birthday was yesterday. I adore her. I called her like 14 times to wish her happy birthday because sometimes she forgets that I called, so I just kept calling, and I was the first and the last, and everybody in between. Rennie, you'll be next. Hang on, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product.
Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today.
Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so. Rennie will be next, and then we have another hour together, so not a bad time to get in touch with me. 855-993-7569. Rennie, welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a son, a slightly older son. He's 7 with autism, and he went to public school and picked up a number of choice, you know, vocabulary. And I have a 4-year-old who is repeating it everywhere we go. And I'm at a loss of what to do. I've tried time out. I've tried, you know, taking away rewards, but he thinks it's hilarious to go up to somebody and say, my balls hurt or whatever. Like, and the added complication is that I'm actually a pastor's wife. So I have this, I have this incredible pressure on me of how I'm raising my kids. And I don't know how to handle this behavior, because to me, I guess I'm not that upset about it. I'm upset about it more in the way that it looks. I know my kid has a wonderful heart, and I know he's a sweet guy, and I don't think that he means anything negative by it, but he just likes the attention of saying these
words. Of course he does. Of course he does. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it could be worse, because there are going to be some other words he's going to pick up in the next couple of years. All right. Here's the deal. Does he get an allowance for anything?
He earns money for doing chores.
Okay. What I would do, what does he do with the money?
He usually buys a Lego set.
Okay. So there are two ways of doing it. If we're dealing with a seven-year-old, the reward needs to be pretty immediate and pretty positive, because if there's too much distance between the behavior and the reward, it's just not very viable. So you may want to just have some Legos around the house, for example, that when he says something good to somebody and makes somebody, when he says something polite, or then he gets a Lego, and when he says a naughty word, that we take a Lego away.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think I tried it on my grandfather when I was about this age, and I was never, you know, I was always a little hyperactive. I don't think nobody ever said I was autistic, just ordinary. That I remember going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. What did I leave out? And somebody would say P, and I'd say too late. And I thought that was just the most hilarious, wonderful thing, because I got to say "bee," and
yes,
I could make somebody else say it.
That's exactly,
and so, And so understand, it's...
He actually sprinkles it through his speech. Like, he'll say, my name's Cayman, I pee on you. Like,
exactly.
He thinks this
exactly.
is hilarious.
All right, so what I'm telling you is, I grew up to be kind of okay, or at least a psychologist, as much as a psychologist could be. So understand, it has nothing to do with being autistic or anything else. It just has to do with being a 6 or 7-year-old and understanding really quickly how to make adults crazy. And you may notice he does it when somebody else, either you're not paying attention to him or somebody's paying attention to his sister. So what I would do is just say, do you know what? And the first thing I would probably do is, you're a big brother, and, you know, your sister really thinks that you're important. So it's really important for you to teach your sister really good stuff. And when you teach your sister really good stuff, then you get a reward, and you get either a gold star, or you get a Lego, or you tell me what you'd like, and why don't you tell me some good things you can tell your sister, and let him make the list, okay?
Yeah.
All right, then you can say, what are some naughty words that you know that you're not going to tell your sister? And he'll come up with an entire list, and you can say, okay, here's the deal. Here are the good words, and we can put them up on, and whenever you say one of those good words, you say it to somebody else, or you say it to your sister, or you say please, thank you, whatever, but let him come up with a list. Then you get a gold star, or you get a dollar, or 50 cents, or whatever, a penny, and you get a logo. But it should be pretty quickly reinforced. Even an M&M would work, anything. But it should be, you know, it shouldn't have to, you don't want a long lag time. And when you say a naughty word, then you have to give me a Lego, or you have to, you don't get to watch television tonight or something. And you can let him come up with what the naughty words are and what the punishment should be. And that way he's involved in the process. And instead of just getting attention or being sneaky, which, as I said, I mean, that's what kids do, that you've got him involved in a different way. So when he's tempted to say P, then he'll understand, is it really worth a Lego? And if I say L, then, or I say love, or I say thank you, then I get a hug from mom, and I get a gold star, and I get a Lego, or whatever it is. So let him come up with the good words, let him come up with the bad words, let him come up with the reward, and let him come up with the punishment.
I love it. Yes, my tactic so far has been, you know, you're embarrassing mommy.
He does it. Of course he is. Yeah. And that's saying, yay, I get double. I not only get to say a naughty word, but and I get attention, but I'm embarrassing mom. How cool is that?
That's right.
And because understand that kids want attention. If they can't get it for doing something positive, they'll do it for something negative. And what he sorted out is his little sister can be better than he is, that she can be cuter, she can be cuddlier, she can be nicer.
Yes.
And she'll exploit that too. So then what is left for him, the truth that's left for him, is to be naughty. And so being naughty is not as much fun as being good. Well, actually, it's more fun, but it's not as profitable, but it's better than nothing. So what you're giving
that's
him
right.
is a whole different way of thinking about his behavior that gets him huge kinds of rewards.
That's right. My older
that are valuable to him.
He has a lot of struggles. He actually said to me, when my younger was in trouble, he said to me, he was smiling, and I said, why are you smiling? And he said, this is my dream day because I'm not in trouble.
Exactly.
So I think he likes to get the little one in trouble so that he's, you know.
It's not that he likes to get her in trouble. He just figures that she's the good one, he's the bad one, and therefore he can't compete on the good level, so he might as well compete on the bad level. You're giving him a way to compete on the good level.
Okay.
That is, and also understand that having kind of the final kind of umbrella comment about this is everybody knew that the preacher's kids were the ones who were most likely to swear, drink, and smoke. All right? So if it's any comfort to you, understand that society expects your kids to be naughtier, and because, you know, what fun is it if you're a preacher's kid to be good? So you're going to, but let him, right?
So I was a preacher's kid, okay?
So you know.
I was absolutely horrible. I mean, pregnancy scares, the whole bit. And then I ended up falling in love and marrying a pastor, and I was like, Lord, please.
This is called your mother and father going, ha, 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 karma's a boomerang. I'm not sure I would share with a seven-year-old a pregnancy scare, but...
No.
Yeah, but try and see if it works, and give me a holler back if you need some more help. All righty?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.